Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 27 minutes to 1. You're with Amy, Zoe and Mark. And, yeah, we're just chatting about all things sport and worldly and just generally having a good time today, which is very cool indeed. I've just lost my spot, so
that was
I'm going to ramble because I can. Yeah, so I was just going to talk something about the Safe Schools Coalition Symposium that's on this Friday, and I'm actually covering it for Absolutely Everybody. So if you happen to be going along to the symposium and you see me whizzing around in my chair, come over and say g'day, and you might get on radio. So that would be very cool indeed. And I'll be hearing some great speakers. Senator Scott Ryan is talking, as is Senator Penny Wong, and I'm very much looking forward to that one.
That's excellent.
As well as Mr. Clem Newton Brown, who is the state member for Paran and the Parliamentary Secretary for Education in the Victorian government. Mm-hmm. And we also have Jason Ball, who we've actually interviewed on this show, who is a country footballer and also a anti-homophobia campaigner, and he will also be giving a keynote address.
Wow, that's going to be great. So, on Friday. Yeah.
I must say I'm a bit of a conference nerd, so when the opportunity came up to cover it for the show, I was like, pick me, I'm going to go. I love a good conference. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I would say they probably have a few spots available if you haven't registered already. So if you're thinking about it, jump on board. It doesn't cost all that much to go, and it starts from, I think, registration's at 9 a.m., and all the action kicks off at 9:30 till 5 at 700 Bourke Street in the NAB building.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
So, yes, and that there'll be workshops run by Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, I think, and different organisations as well. And I'll be going to the trans workshop and advocacy in schools workshop.
We're so lucky to have the Schools Coalition, aren't we? They're just awesome to have people that are out there advocating about inclusion in schools.
It's so heartening because it's really, really tough when you're different in school, and it's so nice to see that there's people out there, queer and otherwise, who are just saying, you know what, no, we don't want people to feel like they're have to oppress who they are or pretend something. We want people to be who they are and be comfortable and be free to express themselves and proud.
And be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well. That's so, all. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's really heartening that we've got that going on. And sort of following on from that, I was reading an interesting article a couple of weeks ago in the Age, I think it was, by Ryan Anderson Morley, talking about his experience and coming out in playing footy. And he plays for the Yarra, one of the local
leagues. It's the Seddon Yarraville team, isn't
it? Yeah, the Seddon Yarraville Eagles. There That's we right. go. Thank you, Mark.
I knew something about sport. Yeah.
I know. Look at you go.
Mark it down. It's an epic day.
Epic day.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he's just talking about his struggles and how hard it was to listen to people making jokes that, you know, we've all heard them, and we know that a lot of the time people don't mean it that way, but it still really hurts when people make derogatory comments and things like, oh, that's so gay. Or
yeah, it doesn't make you feel like you feel any more comfortable to be out and be yourself.
So I give kudos to everyone who's able to come out, especially playing sport these days, because I think we're certainly moving in the right direction, and people like Jason Ball have made it a bit easier. I'm not sure that Australian society is quite ready for an AFL player to come out. Well, I wish they would. But
I think they are.
Yeah, I think they are too.
I think they are, definitely. But it just hasn't happened yet. And I guess it's a bit like being a little bit pregnant. You can't just kind of go out and go, oh, no, I was making it up. Sorry.
I grew up in New South Wales, and I actually had Ian Roberts.
Right.
He was from Manly, the NRL, and then he went to the Cowboys up in Far North Queensland.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was, I was a little bit older, but he was a sort of a role model. He was out and proud gay man playing a first division league game, and it was great to see that. That was back in the 90s, I think it was.
Sport and business, the two areas, you know, media, entertainment, you know, all those areas people, you know, expect GLBTI people to be, stereotypically. But, you know, even today, was it John Brown from an ex-CEO of BP? You know, he's just written a book, The Glass Closet, all about, you know, being the only CEO in a Fortune 500 company to actually be out, you know, but he had to do it after he left, you know, and said he'd lied for years and years and years because there was just no acceptance of it. And, you know, so still we've got a way to go in that area. There's some, but good on him. He's at least.
And I can't remember his name, but the CEO of Apple is out as well, I believe, at the moment.
Oh, they've got very queer-friendly policies.
Yeah, definitely.
From what I can gather.
Yeah.
So making strides slowly.
We are definitely making strides. And as we said, the Safe School Symposium proves that because, you know, when you and I were at school, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't anything like that. You kind of had to, you know, make sure that when you told someone, there was someone you could trust so that not everyone in the school found out and kind of posted it everywhere within half an hour. I mean, Facebook didn't exist when we were
at
school.
Thank God.
Thank goodness
for that, because, you know, if you have a bad experience now at school, I don't know how you turn it off. Like,
You can't really, can you? So that it's managing all of that, all that social media, and young people are so connected in, aren't they? And, I guess there's that, the whole aspect of cyberbullying that they have to manage.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with, which was good. Because, I mean, I was so careful at school not to come out. Mm. I was like, I think there were kids that suspected I was gay. I wasn't overly camp, but, I was really careful not to come out. There was actually a guy in my high school that was out, and it was actually quite good. A lot of people actually protected him and made sure that he wasn't bullied, extent. But, it was a very brave thing to do back in the 80s when I was in high school. Yeah. Very brave.
Yeah, and the Safe Schools Coalition just does some great work around making it possible, giving teachers, giving allies a language, you know, because the allies hear a lot more, I think, sometimes than we do. You know, people just automatically go, oh, well, you're straight, so therefore I can be really homophobic, misogynistic and racist and say all these things to you because you're like me, making these assumptions. And I sometimes think that the allies that are around me do a lot more work than I have to do. So I'm really grateful for those people.
Yeah, I think that's true. Another friend of mine at uni, she was always like that because one of her parents is gay.
Yeah, right.
And so she was always challenging people and saying, no, I find that really offensive.
Why
did you say that?
Yeah, wow. And, that's a hard thing to do.
It was very, very hard, and I didn't have the guts to do that sort of thing for a long time.
Mm.
But luckily she inspired me to do that. So, it's...
Now you do it for other people all the time.
Well, hopefully we can do it for other people.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.